Is that rock any good?
No. It'll be too tough.
Put it down.
My name is Simon Greenwood. I'm an archaeologist. We're teaching the local Aboriginal Land Council members how to make stone artefacts in a way that was traditionally used in the past. Yeah, people will just end up frustrated with something like that. I want to try and make it as straightforward as possible.
And with just two small rocks in hand, Simon Greenwood starts chipping away, showing us all how to make a sharp cutting tool.
That's a nice noise.
Hello, I'm Caitlin Furlong at Muswellbrook in the New South Wales Hunter Valley. I'm at a special workshop with members of the local Wanneroo Aboriginal Land Council to better understand how these stone tools were made.
It's a matter of controlled fracture. So you've got two rocks, you whack one against the other. One, the hammer stone, is designed to break the other stone, which is called a core, to take a flake off, and that flake is either used as a sharp-edged cutting tool or a scraping tool, or it's further modified to serve a variety of purposes.
So what will the tools look like when they're done?
Generally, they'll be smallish with extremely sharp edges. The edges on these rocks are as sharp as any steel knife or tool that people would use today. The edge is just not as resilient as steel, hence steel replaced stone as soon as it was available in this country. I do it out of respect for prehistory, respect for contemporary Aboriginal communities. I do it out of passion. It's a creative exercise. You can make very beautiful things.
Hi, I'm Vanessa. I come from the Singleton area. We are a member of the Wanneroo Land Council, and my mum and her family sort of originated in the Gresford area. My great-great-grandmother was born on the Gresford riverbanks, and I believe she's buried over there somewhere just in a paddock. Her husband was German and he was put into the cemetery, but because she was Indigenous, they generally don't, they didn't put Indigenous people into cemeteries, they were just put out on the other side of the fences. So, that's kind of where we have traced our history.
So you've brought your sons and your partner?
Yes, I have. I've brought Borden and Kobe and my husband Kate along with us today. We just sort of wanted to see exactly what, you know, their method was of making tools. We just want to learn as much about the culture as possible. My mum's mother, she was actually not Indigenous. It was my mum's dad that was Indigenous, so she actually didn't let us discuss anything about Aborigines and the culture, particularly being Aboriginal. We weren't allowed to say it because I think it was just the risk of people being taken. They lived out at Moreni, which is out of town at Singleton. They never talked about it. And particularly while my grandmother was alive, you know, in respect to her, we sort of had to do what, you know, her wishes to not sort of dig it up or want to know about it. But when she passed away, we kind of went, well, you know what, she's gone now, so we're just going to start to find out as much as we can about our culture.
And it sounds like your family that you are running today is very different to
very
to the family.
There's no shame in being who you are. You are who you are. And I just think I want to feel proud to say that I'm Indigenous. For my family members who couldn't, they had to pretend they were someone else. We're here because we're proud to be Indigenous and we want to learn and take in as much knowledge as possible.
Hi, I'm Kobe. I'm from Singleton and I'm Aboriginal.
Kobe, why did you want to come along today?
I thought it was cool. I want to make a knife, not for any harm, but like just to show my friends and so they can be proud of me.
Are your friends interested in your Indigenous culture?
Yeah, Eli, he used to go to my school but he left. And he wasn't Aboriginal but he liked doing stuff with me that was Aboriginal. He thought it was fun.
Things we do for love.